Our next guest on the show is Irish Ambassador Julie Cullen of European Code Week. Julie, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Owen.
Julie, would you be able to explain to some of our listeners who aren't aware of what code is? Would you be able to give them some context of what European Code Week is?
Absolutely. Well, European Code Week is all about getting young people especially interested in what we would call computer programming. And when people hear computer programming, they get a little bit scared and they might think of computer science degrees. And we wanted to show young people that it's not just about that at all. It's actually so much more than that. It's a life skill that a lot of young people will need going forward now. It's all about problem solving rather than, you know, being great at computers.
And would it be fair to say that coding in this day and age is just as vital as learning about maths and English?
Absolutely. It's a new literacy, Owen. It's vital for young people these days. I mean, a lot of, especially with the jobs that are coming up now in future years, they're all to do with coding.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening as well. From our day, I won't mention our ages, but we didn't have iPads or iPhones back in our day. And nowadays, just mobile devices are seeming the latest technology is outdated in the space of 6 months. So coding is incredibly vital.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, what we're always saying is that the future technologies, they're not invented yet. The technology that my kids, I don't have any kids, but the technologies that they will be using, they haven't been invented yet. I mean, technology is moving at such a fast pace that we're asking people just to keep up with the times, really. You know, coding is vital for the moment. By 2015, there's going to be almost 1 million jobs that cannot be filled by European citizens, all to do in IT. And we need to prepare our young people to be able to fill those jobs.
And the preparation of teaching our young people about code, how is it in the education system? Is it pretty prevalent or do we have a lot of work to do?
It's improving. It's getting there. At the moment, it's very much in subjects such as technology taught at Leaving Cert and maybe Scratch programming taught in transition year. But next year, I don't know, have you heard of the new Junior Cert that's coming in?
Yeah,
There'll be a new Junior Cert and there'll be a module on coding and programming in it.
It's a good step forward as well.
It is.
Now, I know outside of the school curriculum, there's plenty of fun ways to learn about code as well. And we've seen James Welton with Coder Dojo and that movement. And there's so many kind of workshops and kind of meetups across the country. At the moment as well, which is a fantastic initiative. Now, I believe you were over in Brussels this week as our Irish ambassador. How do we fare in relation to our neighbours across the water?
Well, we're really impressing them. It's unbelievable, Owen. I'm a teacher in St. Oliver's Community College in Drogheda, and one of the maths classes during the week, they thought it would be a fun idea to, I don't know, have you seen the map on codeweek.eu, the interactive map of all the pins where the events are taking place this week?
I have. It's pretty impressive.
It is. You can hardly see Ireland. But what the maths class in St. Oliver's did was they counted all the pins, they calculated the population of Europe, they did all the statistics, and apparently we've less than 1%, Ireland is less than 1% of the population of Europe, but we had 30% of the events being held.
That just speaks volumes for the willingness to take up code.
Yeah, it was said time and again in the European Commission when I was there now the last few days as well. The example of Ireland was put forward several times, saying how great we are and how we're really, you know, taken to this. And, of course, Coder Dojo has a lot to do with that. But also teachers have a lot to do with it. And grassroots movements such as hackathons, things like that taking place, that has a lot to do with it as well.
And have you noticed, just in regards to the sexes, is there more kind of boys involved or is it more girls involved? Or how do you see the lay of the land?
At the moment, Coder Dojo are doing an awful lot, actually, to keep the ratio 50-50. But we do need to get more girls interested in it. It would be, I suppose it's traditionally what would be viewed as a boys subject. But we're trying to break down that barrier and show that girls can do it as well. And in fact, the girls are actually excelling in it. And it's been proven in Coder Dojo that in order to encourage girls into it, what they do is they put girls in maybe leadership positions, and that really encourages more girls in. And the girls are excelling.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic, because I know like you have different kind of hackathons, as you had mentioned there. There's the Askathon, the Girls Who Code. There's so many events out there nowadays for young women to actually make it accessible and kind of demystify the whole kind of, you know, the boys' club image.
Absolutely. I mean, I went to a Coder Dojo in Microsoft last night, and the youngest coder there, her name was Mary, and she was 6 years of age.
Wow.
And I mean, she was just having such fun. And it's something we talked about in the commission as well. Coder Dojo isn't about just, or any of these clubs, they're not about just learning coding. You see families going along. You know, you see moms and dads are there, they're connecting. You know, the younger generation, if they don't want to take part, they don't have to. They could be like in Drogheda, where they do a little bit of painting in the corner. You know, it's a community that they've established.
Yeah, we have to state as well, it's just not just for young people. Coding and all the different kind of programs are just as vital on a CV nowadays for a job, to get yourself noticed ever more so.
That's exactly it. And I mean, I know people my age, 20s and 30s, who really want to know how to get into this. And as you say, it's not just for young people. And we saw that demonstrated during the week in Galway. There was a group of retired teachers coding. And, you know, they were doing great work. Now, I would like to see a lot more of that. I'd like to see a lot more grassroots movements, maybe, where older people can get involved, not just, you know, school-going age. But hopefully, we've only had a month to organise this Europe Code Week. That's something we're really going to focus on during the next one.
That was Julie Cullen, Irish Ambassador for European Code Week. And for more information, you can log on to codeweek.eu.